Hey everybody, Mike DeSepoli, Heritage Financial Advisory Group. Welcome to the Heritage Insider Weekly Podcast for Friday, May 5th, 2023. Hope you're all having a great week today. A lot going on in the markets this week, a lot of information to consume, a lot of earnings reports. We had a jobs report today, a lot of information to cover, which we think will be very impactful and market moving. So let's get right to it. First, let's go in reverse. Let's start today. We had the jobs report this morning, the monthly jobs report, looking at activity in the month of April. And again, economists' expectations were beaten by the market. Once again, we saw 253,000 new jobs added in the month of April. Economists surveyed were looking for gains of 180,000 jobs. So job gains continue to come in above trend as we saw the unemployment rate tick down from 3.5% to 3.4%. So again, a very good thing for us to see that the job market continues to remain strong, even as the Federal Reserve has tried very hard to put some pressure on jobs and get the unemployment rate to come up a little bit. Thursday, after the close, we got the much anticipated earnings report from Apple. That's always a big one. Apple is a $2.6 trillion dollar market cap company, the biggest in the market. So anytime that they give information, people want to listen. And what we got from Apple was just stellar results, keeping in mind that the backdrop for this earnings season was a widely expected drop in earnings as surveyed by analysts and economists alike, looking for 7% decrease in earnings across the board. And we've seen consensus company after company, about 73% of companies that have reported so far have beaten expectations. And Apple came in no different, riding strong iPhone sales to another quarterly beat under CEO Tim Cook. Their earnings came in at $1.52 per share versus $1.43 for expectations, and revenues of $94.9 billion versus expectations of $92.6. So that's a nearly $2 billion revenue beat in a single quarter, folks. These are not the types of things that you see in bear markets. So this is another win in the column, a notch in the column for bulls who continue to believe that the market bottomed back in October. When we look back to Wednesday, again, going in reverse here for the week, Federal Reserve meeting, another much anticipated Federal Reserve meeting, as they seemingly all are, right? As people really wait on the edge of their chair to see where the Fed goes next with this monetary policy and interest rate experiment. And the Fed again delivered on what was widely expected, another 0.25% increase to the central interest rate, which the irony of that was sure a few hours later, there was some reports emerging about potential failures in some small and regional banks, namely PacWest and Western Alliance. So remains to be seen what happens with those. But it also, I think it's important for context to understand that there's over 4,000 different banks. I think it's around 4,300 different banks, not locations, folks, but actual banking brands in the U.S. And while we don't want to see any of them go under and we never want to see depositors get hurt, I think, you know, maybe that industry has expanded a little bit too much. And as money continues to consolidate towards larger banks, that we're starting to see, you know, some of those banks come under pressure. But the market, what you cannot ignore about the market is the market continues to shrug off some of these banking fears. So it's certainly something to take note of when a market refuses to go down on bad news. And yeah, we saw some intra-week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday weakness, but markets really rebounded strong to end the week with gains across the board today of 1.5% on the Dow, 2.2% on the NASDAQ, and then the S&P rounding out the group with a gain of 1.9% today. So a great reaction to the jobs report and Apple's earnings. And the market continues to try to grind higher. So as we move forward, the Fed has now raised rates again. The market's expectations are that they will not continue to raise any further. The Fed likely indicated that at their press conference that they're looking to pause here and hold rates at this level for some time to see what the impacts will be. We continue to believe that rates are at that peak level. And even if there was one more rate hike coming down the pipe, it's going to be small, probably 0.25%. And the Fed will likely be cutting rates inside of the next 12 months. So our view has not changed, but the market continues to come around to looking better from a technical perspective. And yet still sentiment is exceptionally bearish amongst institutions, right? Which is the ones that really push large blocks of money. around the market. So that negative sentiment continues to be fuel for the fire as bears are widely disappointed as earnings and economic data come in better than expectations. So basically this week in summary, we had the Fed, we had Apple's earnings, we had plenty of other earnings as well, but Apple being the biggest, and then we had the jobs report today. Bulls go 3 for 3 this week, really the Fed being a widely expected hike. While the markets did sell off a little bit, I think it still fits the thesis that the Fed has reached that terminal rate. So as always, if you have any questions, reach out to us. We're always here to talk to you about anything that matters with your money. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll see you back next week on Heritage Insider Weekly.